tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is Consider His Word. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. Join Pastor Harlan Payne as he opens the Bible and helps us consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. We've been studying Lives Changed with Few Words. Last week, we looked at Matthew. Today, we're going to look at a very different individual. His name is Bartimaeus. We're going to begin our study today in Luke chapter 18. So if you have access to a Bible, I would encourage you to go and find it and open up with us as we consider God's Word today. While you're looking for your Bible, I want to remind you to look at our website at www.considerhisword.org. There you'll find a number of things. You can find some of the previous broadcasts. Perhaps you missed the message about Matthew and how his life was changed with just a few words. That message is there, and you can go back and listen to it again. There are other broadcasts as well, and you can find an advertisement there for a book if you're interested in our book. A number of years ago, we released the book, Consider His Word, which is a daily devotional. Here in the next few months, we're going to be thinking about gifts for Christmas, and this would be a great gift for Christmas. A daily devotional that takes you through the Bible in a year, has a devotional for every day of the year. A great book, Consider His Word, and hopefully shortly we'll be announcing a special price for that book. Currently, it's $20 postage paid. You can pay for it there at the website or contact us through our email there. www.considerhisword.org. Go check it out. Luke chapter 18 is where we begin today. You know, God can change your life. And many times he changed life with just a few words. For Matthew, it was simply the words, "Follow me." We're going to see another individual today in our Bible study. Luke chapter 18, I'm going to begin reading at verse 35. The Bible says, "And it came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before him rebuked him that he should hold his peace. But he cried so much the more, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he had come near, he asked him, saying, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Receive thy sight. Thy faith has saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. Here we have a man named Bartimaeus, blind from his birth. This same message can also be found in several other places, in Mark chapter 10 and in Luke chapter 18 that we just read, and in Matthew chapter 20, it's recorded there as well. So this is recorded in all of the synoptic gospels in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Here we find Bartimaeus sitting by the wayside. He's begging just for food to eat for that day. The Bible says that he was blind, so apparently somebody had led him to this place. I believe he was totally helpless. And as he sat listening and Perhaps watching just the day pass by, he heard the commotion. Something was going on. It was Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth was passing that way. Maybe Bartimaeus had heard about Jesus, or had heard of maybe when Jesus had healed someone else. We don't know what he knew. Did he know who he was? He obviously knew that Jesus could heal him. And so as Jesus passed by, the Bible says that Bartimaeus tried to get his attention, crying out to him, saying, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And the people tried to calm him down. Notice that he was able to call him by name. Bartimaeus knew who it was that was passing by. He knew his need was for mercy, that Jesus would somehow have mercy on him. And all the commotion, the crowd tried to settle him down and to be quiet. You know, the world will tell you, you don't need Jesus. You don't need to go to church. You don't need all of that stuff. But Bartimaeus knew his own need, and you know your own need. And when the crowd tried to calm him down, he just yelled that much louder. And Jesus stopped and said, "Bring him to me." And he asked him, "What should I do for you?" It's basically the same as saying, "May I help you?" You understand that Jesus already knew his need. And Bartimaeus asked that he might see. I want to switch over to the Gospel of Mark and kind of pick up there and what Mark says about this same account. And Jesus' words to him, the few words that he said to him, are recorded in Mark chapter 10 and verse 51. When Jesus said, "What can I do for you?" Bartimaeus said that I can have my sight. And Jesus' words to him were simply this: "Go thy way." Now think about this. Jesus said to a blind man, "Go thy way." And with those few words, the life of Bartimaeus was changed forever. Now, it was because of his faith. Jesus said that to him. He said, "Thy faith has made thee whole." Because Bartimaeus had trusted Christ, he was made whole. He was able to see. I believe that when Bartimaeus called on Jesus from the very beginning, that he called to him by faith. I believe that that day, Bartimaeus was saved by faith. He was healed by faith. And notice that the Bible says, immediately he received his sight. This didn't take a week or two, didn't even take an hour or two. The Bible says it happened immediately he received his sight. And he immediately, the Bible says, not only received his sight, but then followed Jesus in the way. That's what Jesus told him to do. He said, "Go thy way, you've received your sight." Now his life is changed. He is following Jesus. He can see right where he's going. He's no longer sitting by the highway. He's on the highway. And Jesus Christ is his Lord and Savior. Are you sitting by the highway waiting for Jesus to come by and do something in your life? He'll change your life. Here he changed Bartimaeus' life with simply these words: "Go thy way." His way was Jesus. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me." And Jesus can change your life too if you'll just put your faith in him. You know, the Bible says that now we see through a glass darkly. The Bible also says we're blinded by sin. Your sin has blinded you to the truth, and today your eyes could be opened and you can see the truth by putting your faith in Christ. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And God can do a work in your life. He can change your life with just a few words. No more wandering in darkness, just trying to cope and get by from day to day, you realize Jesus not only promised us eternal life, he promised us the abundant life, a life that's in him. I love what the Bible says about Bartimaeus. Again, we go back into where we started, back to Luke in chapter 18. The Bible there tells us his response. Not only did he receive his sight, and not only did he begin to follow Jesus, but the Bible says that he followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Can you imagine when Bartimaeus received his sight, the people began to praise? I think right there in the street, they just broke out to one great big praise service. And they were praising and worshiping the Lord Jesus for what he had done in his life. With just those few words, "Go thy way," Bartimaeus received his sight and began to worship and praise the Lord and give him the glory that belonged to him. You notice that Jesus didn't even touch him. He didn't, like in another case, the Bible talks about where Jesus spit on the ground and made some mud and put it on a man's eyes and told him to go wash. He didn't do any of that with Bartimaeus. Jesus knows each one of us are different, and each one of us have a different need. Our greatest need is the forgiveness of our sin. Bartimaeus certainly needed that, but he also needed his sight. And God gave him that as well. What is your need today that you can bring to Jesus? He can change your life if you'll just trust him. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." What is your need today? Is it financial? God can take care of that. He knows your need. Is it for health? He knows that need as well. Whatever your need is, God is all sufficient to meet that need, and he can change your life, give you a new direction, give you a new hope in him. It comes down to this: have you put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you following him? Do you know him? Are you trusting him with all your heart? Have you called out to him and said, "Lord, come into my life and be my Lord and my Savior"? It changed Bartimaeus' life. We don't know anything more about Bartimaeus, except that his life was changed that day with just a few words. Our time is gone for today. I want to encourage you to join us again next time when we open the scripture and consider his word.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hopes you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
Thank you for listening today. Visit our website at www.considerhisword.org. Please pray for this ministry and join us next week when once again we open God's book and consider his word.
Consider his word.